So how many of you in the audience today know about independent music? Can I see a show of hands? Okay, that's encouraging. That's 10 people in the audience. That's great news for me. Let me tell you what I think independent music is according to me. Independent music is consistent of two main characteristics. One, that it is not made objectively, and two, that it is not externally financed. And when I say it's not made objectively, what I mean to say is that there's no producer or director sitting on our heads and saying, okay, this is the situation in the film. We have a boy meets a girl, and the girl leaves the boy, and then his heart is broken. Write a song about it. That's not what happens with us. We write songs from a purely emotional space, from experiences that we've had and feelings that we've actually felt that we channelize and put into our own music. And when I say our music is not externally financed, I mean that all of the content and the music is money that we spend from our own pockets, from high-paying gigs that we do, or from so-called actual gainful employment. And why it's so hard to be a singer-songwriter, an independent singer-songwriter who writes and sings in English in a country like India, which is dominated by Bollywood music, and music in at least 20 or 30 other languages, it can be a real uphill task. It can be a backbreaking, thankless job. But sometimes we have these little epiphanies. We have what I call shot-in-the-arm moments, when all of a sudden someone comes out of the blue and says something like, you know, I really like the song that you wrote. I really felt it. It got me through a difficult time in my life. And then sometimes doors open to opportunities like this, where I can come and speak my mind about something. And that's pretty awesome. And it makes up for all those days of being blue and consumed in self-doubt and being broke and hopeless. And it's all worth it for these moments. Now, I'm not from Mumbai. I'm actually from Chennai. I grew up with a very doting, supportive family. And a person that I really want to talk about today is my granddad. So my granddad was the one who taught me the song I just played you earlier. And he used to play the harmonica, what's popularly referred to as the mouth organ. And when I grew up, I would watch my granddad play that same song and many other old Hindi and folk tunes at family dinners and gatherings. And I thought to myself, I want to be like this guy. I want to be an entertainer. I want to play music and hold the attention of a crowd and make people happy and make them tap their feet. And that's what I want to do. I want to be a musician. And so when the time came for me to actually take on music, my granddad, who had been my biggest critic all these years while I was growing up, who would tell me things like, oh, you're going off tune, you're going off tempo. At the end of the day, he was my biggest fan. But when it actually came down to me taking up music as a career, even though everyone else was supportive of my decision, my granddad thought I lost my mind. I think he had a completely different idea of how he thought my career would and should pan out. I think he thought I was going to go abroad, do a master's degree, get a fancy high-paying job and settle down, and then put all that money that I make from my fancy corporate career into my music and do it as nothing more than just a hobby. But when I decided to do music full-time, he was quite disappointed, and so was I, seeing that the person that I looked up to, my spirit guide, my mentor from my childhood, tell me that this might not be the right choice for me. I was confused and sad, and I had all these questions in my mind about why this was happening. But I kept at it anyway. I kept doing music. I kept doing what I love. And then one day, my grandma couriered me some old photographs. And among those old photographs was this one. And in this photograph, my granddad was probably not a day older than 21 years old. And when I first saw this photograph, the first thought that went through my mind is, this isn't my granddad. This is a young musician just like me, with passion in his eyes, and all he wanted to do is play music. And this picture left me with more questions than answers. And I was immediately transported back to the living room where my granddad would play and serenade us with music. But now that he's approaching 80 and his lungs are weak and he can't play as well as he used to, it made me sad that all I have to prove that my granddad was a musician was an old photograph like this. I wish I'd done a better job of documenting him. And so in that moment, I took all these thoughts that were running through my mind and I wrote a song. And that song was called Play. And as soon as I wrote that song, I decided I was going to make this song a project by which I would work with my granddad and physically get him to play the harmonica on the studio recording of the song. And so in order to record my granddad playing the harmonica, I had to go and meet him in our hometown in Kannur, which is in Kerala. And though my granddad was initially really shy and reluctant to do this, I think towards the end, he warmed up to the idea because he was really excited about the fact that we could spend time together, some quality time, and he could show me around the town that he held very dear to his heart and tell me stories about his life. And that's exactly what we did. So over chais and jam sessions and coconut oil-rich meals, my granddad told me stories about his childhood and the era that he came from. He grew up in a time where options were limited. But because options were limited, people took nothing for granted. And he and I were the same age. His life may have panned out completely differently. He may have actually been able to have a successful career in music. And that may have changed everything. And so I explained to him that now we live in an internet age, and us music makers have a direct relationship with the people who consume our music. And that's really been all the difference that we needed as musicians. And even though I say that being an independent musician is hard, this is probably the best we've ever had it, because the internet has really opened up the doors that have helped us facilitate this connection with the people who consume our music. And though, I mean, I don't have to tell you what music can do and what a powerful communication tool it is, as a listener especially, but I can tell you that as a songwriter, writing a song helps you put so many things in perspective in your mind. It helps you get closure from things that you just can't understand about yourself or external circumstances. It's a cathartic way to like get a message across. And sometimes all you need is a little bit of self-fulfillment, and songwriting has given me that sense of purpose. So even though to the rest of the world, this song might seem like just a 3-minute song, to me it was an entire journey. To me, this song had been in the making my entire life, and it took just looking at an old photograph for all those memories to rush back in and help me write this song. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play you this song. It's called Play. The evening's laughter's reached an ebb. You find yourself trapped in a web of rapt attention. Requests for songs ring out, the same old tunes demanded by convention. You shy away, but not for long. They all begin to sing the songs you're known to play. Tunes from yesterday. You yield to pressure from the crowd. You try but you can't play out loud. Your lungs, they seem to disobey you. But please find the strength to play us just one more. We love face turns red, you sip your drink, and for a moment start to think about the times it all came easy. The worn out stages you once played, the lifelong friends you thought you made, those times are crazy. The songs that you don't recognize, that lighten up your children's eyes, will soon appear to be a souvenir of times like this, when you would play our favorite songs from yesterday. So once again, can we just hear you? Please find the strength to play us just one more. We'd love to hear you. These songs at length we heard so long before. We'd love to hear you. So I'd just like to conclude by saying that I think one of the most beautiful things about writing and putting out songs into the universe is that something as simple as a feeling that you wrote about in the comfort of your bedroom could be turned into a combination of lyrics and melody and can be released into the universe and can exist as a snapshot of your state of mind for the rest of eternity, and it can outlive you, and I think that's a pretty amazing thing. And that's what I love about being a songwriter. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.